Nowhere is the division between East and West seen more clearly than in Berlin.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I was born in the year when this wall was built. I never have seen Berlin without this wall.
20 years ago today, yeah, that's the sounds amazing. From 20 years ago today, ushered in by the peaceful revolution of 1989, the Berlin Wall came down. Berlin was unified for the first time in 28 years. We don't know exactly how many people died trying to cross the wall. As I said, some of the estimates are 1,200 and above. But the last person to die fell in February of 1989 in a hail of bullets from East German soldiers. Now the wall is no more than literally a bump in the road, and we need to remember what it meant and how that wall has shaped our lives.
Speed bump. That's
exactly.
Amazing.
Joining us to help us understand, first we're going to go to Roz Atkins. He's a BBC Interactive Program host of World Have Your Say, and he's in Berlin now. Good morning, Roz.
Morning, John. Morning, Celeste. How are you?
Good. How are you? So explain to us what's going on in Berlin. We understand there's major festivities going on.
Well, I think it's fair to say that we're at the preparation stage of the festivities. I'm in a bookshop, the Berlin Story Bookshop, which is about a kilometre down a street called Unter der Linden, which is on the same street as the Brandenburg Gate. And I've just walked down to the Brandenburg Gate. There's lots of police, quite a few people mingling around, and you can see the stage where later on heads of state and one of the Germany's main orchestras, Paul van Dyk, the dance music producer, and many others, Bon Jovi in fact, are going to be performing. But at the moment, it reminds me of when I was on the Mall before Barack Obama's inauguration. There's an awful lot of people wandering around, taking in the atmosphere, but as such, nothing's actually started yet.
And what kind of crowd is it? Is it mostly Germans or is it an international crowd?
No, it's very much an international crowd. I'd say up to 50% of the people we've stopped and talked to today have come in for this event. So it's a mixture of people. Obviously, Berliners are the biggest single group, but plenty of Germans have come in from outside Berlin. But there's also, you know, anecdotal evidence that plenty of people have flown in from outside.
Okay, Roz Atkins is the host of World Have Your Say from the BBC. We're joined now by two people with very special insight into the fall of the Berlin Wall. Christoph Niemann is a New York Times artist, grew up in West Germany, lived in New York for 10 years, but you now live in Berlin with your wife and three kids, and you're very close to where the wall just used to stand.
And we're really only 200 feet away from where it all happened, and we're on the eastern side, but basically when I go buy a pint of milk, I buy it in the Evil Empire, coming from their view. And then you walk back. It went stunning when you see all the memorials, when you see all the plaques on the sides of the street, you're constantly reminded of what happened there.
And you're the person that actually described it. I said it's more than no more than a bump in the road, but you were talking about going over it on your bike.
Well, what they did is the wall was removed. It was very important that the city grew back together, but they, of course, want to make it visible for everybody. So basically, it's a twin row of cobblestones that kind of like wiggles along the streets. And when you take your bike or when you take a stroller over it, it's just this little ta-dunk. And you know that now you did a step that 20 years ago was absolutely unfathomable.
Okay, so Christoph grew up in West Germany. We also have Louisa Strauss with us, photo editor at New York Times Magazine. You're 36 years old now, so you were 16 when the wall fell. And you grew up in East Germany.
I grew up in East Germany, and I was 16 at the time, so I totally knew what was going on. My parents were part of the opposition, so they didn't play by the rules, which meant that I wasn't allowed to go to university, because education, like everything else in East Germany, was government controlled. So I had to choose an apprenticeship. So in September of 1989, I found myself in the back of the university library dusting books and sorting books instead of in the front taking them out, which is what I wanted to do.
So let me take you both back to 20 years ago, and from both sides of the wall we can get our impression of the day that the Berlin Wall fell. So Louisa, coming from East Germany, when that wall came down, what did it look like from the East German side?
It was just so, as Christoph said, unfathomable. Like, everything happened so fast. These demonstrations started happening, and I remember being in a classroom and having a big discussion with our teacher, who was completely against these demonstrations, telling us, you know, you can't go to this, you'll end up in prison, don't do this, and the whole class getting up, walking out, and joining a demonstration. So it was just a very, it all happened so fast. It was incredibly surprising. So the day the wall came down, I was actually I was not in Berlin. I was at a funeral for a cousin of mine. So I can't remember that moment, but it was such a huge surprise. We couldn't. Sure. I was at this funeral. My cousin came to the walls down. We said, "What? That's not possible.
It can't be happening.
Christoph,
from the West German side, how did it look?"
Well, I was 17. I was very politically interested. And I was watching TV, and it was the classic "Mom, Dad, you want to come over and see what's happening on TV" moments. It was really wild. And you know, from what I know, like the KGB and the CIA didn't know either. Everybody was just like, "What the hell's happening here?"
And this metaphor of a stroller bump today,
ta-dunk,
really. I mean, it really says a lot. I mean, people did not believe it could come down, but in the end, poof, it was blown away. That says a lot about what we think is important in world history and what turns out being the sort of memorable legacy, right?
Yeah, and I also find it amazing. Like back then, when I grew up, it was like the East and the West. It seemed like these two ideologies working against each other, but ultimately, there were so many layers of economy, of really also internal struggles within the East. And without Gorbachev, it wouldn't have happened. Without the USSR having problems, it wouldn't have happened. So it's such a complex thing. But ultimately, it boiled down to, in Berlin, as a very like dramatic part of history for the people who lived there, and right? People being separated from their parents for 20 years.
Right, but this dramatic history, and you wrote this great blog for the New York Times about this, and you discuss living really close to where the very first woman died, jumping out of the three-story window. And now you're moving on to the next generation and explaining this to your three kids, that this cobblestone strip once represented a wall. So how do you explain that to the next generation that doesn't see it?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I read something in the Times the other day where now kids think like, oh, it's like grandpa talking about the war again, where they're tired. Right. On the one hand, it's beautiful that they're tired of it, that it's like now a new world. But on the other hand, history is so visible in Berlin. And, you know, not only the wall, but of course what came before and what's so much bigger than the wall. And it follows you at every step of the way. And I'm really glad that the kids are going to grow up with this humility of knowing all the things that led to the life that they live today and be thankful, but also just being aware of what's happening. And that actually seems to be very easy in Berlin, because you don't have to go to a museum or read the paper to get that. You see it.
Right, it's all still out there on the street. Okay, Christoph Niemann is a New York Times artist. He grew up in West Germany and now lives in Berlin with his wife and three kids, just as he said, about 200 feet from where the Berlin Wall once stood. And Louisa Strauss, photo editor at the New York Times magazine, was 16 years old when the wall fell. She grew up in East Germany. Thanks to both of you.